everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't even know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the
year? Well, let's reel them in, and I just reeled in Brian McTavish, a senior writer at Thinking Bigger Business Media. How are you, buddy?
Happy to be caught on your line.
We should be doing an homage to the great Paul McCartney, but we're not doing that here at all, are we?
You just did it in brief.
Yes, we did.
By all accounts, it was a fantastic experience.
I heard it was just great.
Great. I read the review in the Star, and
I thought about going, and I didn't.
Didn't quite sell out.
Surprised me a little.
Probably
bit.
A totally obstructed view for only $70 or $80, you know.
But
it'd been yours.
That might sell out.
Oh, yep.
Steely Dan.
Oh, a flawless transition.
Steely Dan. Yeah.
Yes, the great and not late Steely Dan. Classic rockers and so much more. 8 o'clock Saturday night at the Starlight Theater.
8 o'clock Saturday night.
And that's them reeling in the years, and they'll do it again, and they'll sing about their old school, and they'll say, Ricky, don't lose that number. They'll sing a ballad to Peg. Interesting fact, or factlet perhaps, about Donald Fagen and Walter Becker, who basically comprised Steely Dan and a bunch of other fantastic studio musicians. In 1969, they peddled their songs in New York, and they got a gig in the famous Brill Building, you know, where the songwriters would, you know, sort of a sweatshop.
I
found this out. I had no idea.
You are good at finding things out.
I'm happy to share this. They hooked up at some point. They got a publishing deal with a tiny company owned by the 1960s pop group Jay and the Americans. Remember Jay and the Americans? No one does.
No.
But, you know, it was lightweight, cheesy pop. And they actually joined Jay and the Americans as the touring band in 1970, all the while wanting to produce their own masterful jazz-influenced rock, which they eventually did, and thank goodness they did.
That is quite a story. That is quite a story.
Well,
You've done your research once again.
It's more of a digression, probably. Not so much a story, but thank you for humoring me.
So Steely Dan, 8 o'clock Saturday night.
It'll be fun. Countdown to ecstasy, baby. Steely Dan.
Question at this moment for the host is, do we continue listening to the great Sam Cooke, or do we continue with our blabber? I mean, holy
well,
smokes.
I think we all know the answer, but we're going
to
blabber anyway.
We have things to talk about.
There's blabbing to be done, and we're just the guys to do it.
Yeah.
That, of course, was just, what can you say about Sam Cooke? A change is going to come. He actually laid that track in 1963, and the reason we're playing it, there's always a good reason to play that.
Sometimes.
Especially
most of the time.
with its meaningful civil rights
message.
Message, thank you. It's going to most likely be heard on stage when a certain a Kansas City native by the name of Brother John Anderson performs Friday and Saturday night at the Uptown Arts Bar. He'll be doing a tribute to the Father of Soul as part of Kansas City's Fringe Festival.
Big annual event.
Kicking off tonight and goes on for a week or so. Tonight is the great sampler. It's the opening party featuring teasers, all for free, of 50 of the festival productions. Like just 2 or 3 minute snippets. It's from 7 to 10 tonight at the Kansas City Rep Theater in Spencer Theater there on the UMKC campus.
And Paul McCartney
campus.
Is not one of these little acts that'll be presented tonight.
Well, never say never. He showed up in Omaha, that selfie in Omaha that, you know? That
was I missed this.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
McCartney did a selfie in Omaha?
Well, a kid did a selfie of himself. All the listeners know this.
Okay.
That's right.
All right.
They do.
On a picnic morning.
Lots of soaring melodies here, Hoss. Man.
Well, leave it to the McGuire sisters of yesteryear to vocalize pleasingly about a picnic. And we're going to have quite a picnic in the park celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Donald J. Hall Sculpture Park the lawn of the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art. 25 years it's been since that thing opened up. 5 to 8 o'clock Sunday evening or early evening. It's absolutely free to be part of that, rain or shine. Okay, free ice cream. If it was just for the free ice cream, it'd be well worth it. Bring a blanket, be part of the gigantic checkerboard pattern display, and make sure you're there at 7:15 because you want to get in the picture during a commemorative aerial photo taken from, get this, a hovering drone. A hovering drone, I'm sure, perfectly safe. Perfectly safe.
Cool.
Very cool. We just have to assume it will be at 7:15, so wave at the drone. And there'll be all sorts of fun, including a best packed picnic basket contest for adults. What would you put in your picnic basket?
Oh, you wouldn't want it. I wouldn't want to say it over the air.
A thermos full of something, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe an adult beverage.
Maybe.
Not that I'm encouraging that.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Always be somebody's friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be somebody's. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say.
That's Angela Lansbury and B. Arthur, right?
It is.
I recognize both their voices. Don't you know that?
Well, B. Arthur was Maude.
Yes, she was.
Which was the spinoff from All in the Family in the 70s, right?
Yes.
But that's B. Arthur and Angela Lansbury duetting in MAME. So Maude doing MAME, although that was before she was Maude. Why are we listening to this? Well, because we're here to tell you about the great duets of musical theater, The Art of the Duet, another fantastic show in the offing, 7:30 Friday and Saturday nights, 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday, opening weekend at the Quality Hill Playhouse. I sure hope they do Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better from Andy Get Your Gun.
Yes, I do too.
And I sure hope they do You Love Me from Fiddler on the Roof.
Okay.
Because the husband says, yes, I suppose I do love you.
And just for the record, an eagle-eyed caller just called into Danny Alexander and told us that Paul McCartney was spotted riding his bike in Fairway yesterday, apparently, with his security entourage.
I'm so impressed. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I rode my bicycle past your window last night. I roller skated to your door at daylight. It almost seems like you're avoiding me. I'm okay alone, but you got something I need. Well, I got a brand new pair of rollers.
And finally today, what do we got?
Well, if there's something you need, like maybe a brand new or perhaps old used pair of roller skates, you just might find them at the Kansas City Swap Meet.
You are so good.
It's the swap meet, and the reason to go for, well, there's lots of reasons, but if you want to get in the infield of the Kansas Speedway, 8 to 7 Friday, 8 to 5 Saturday, unless it's Saturday and Sunday. Did I get that wrong? It's the 18th and the 19th. Check your calendars. It's at the Kansas Speedway at some point this weekend. $5 per car. They're going to have automotive parts and advertising and antiques and coin-operated machinery from God knows when, and something called, I'll say this right, Petroliana, like Disneyana, but it's like stuff devoted to petroleum products. How fun.
And that's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy.
I'm here.
And
you're
I
there.
I will be at the Uptown Theater tonight to see the Old Crow Medicine Show and the Carolina Chocolate Drops. Can't wait.
You're on the cusp of the tip.
Yes. Tomorrow on the show, our DVD gurus are back to explore World War II films. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, Beth Lipoff, Scott Ross, and Hannah Copeland. I'm Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.
But you weren't alone.